Wow, thank you so much, Rufin. I'm really happy today because today is my birthday in Europe. I remember I arrived in Europe on the 27th of June 2017, and it was very, very interesting day and big tragedy to me because I was rescued on that very day by the European ship to Europe. I have already lost hope at that time. I was not expecting to breathe in the next day because we were rescued in the middle of the sea. And really, it was very, very painful because I lost about five friends in my boat in the middle of the sea before we were being rescued. I remember we were rescued in the afternoon on that very day. We were even crying. We were not able to even say anything to the rescuer. But I tried to speak to them because I'm the only one maybe that can be strong at that time. It is very, very grateful, Rufin. I
Yeah.
really thank God for that.
And I can imagine that today, when you think back today about this day, how does it feel for you?
Yeah, I can say I feel very, very grateful. Yeah, because now I was not intended to come to Europe, but I was convinced by some of my friends to come to Europe looking for solution to our problem. And today I'm very, very happy because I find solution to my problem. Especially allow me to just say thanks to some very, very generous people, good people. I can remember when I come to Germany, I was received by very good people like Mr. Roman, Madame Schlick, Madame Beilager Hamann, and other people. They were very, very good trying to help the humanity. And till today, they are doing it. They did not stop, and they find solution to my problem. And today, I'm very happy, strong, and safe. So thank you so much.
Musa, we have to remind that you are coming from northern Nigeria, where there is Boko Haram crisis, and yes, you left family and friends back home. And how did you feel 1 year later, or what do happen actually in the northern Nigeria?
Yeah, about the issue of Boko Haram in northern Nigeria, it is very, very something very complicated. Because when I come to Europe, I met a lot of European people that they don't even know anything about Boko Haram. Boko Haram destroyed the life of East Northern Nigeria. It's very, very painful because I remember I lost about seven members of my family. I'm just left alone now. I have nobody, only I and my little twins I left behind. I even lost their mother. So Boko Haram, I don't think they are human beings. They are just like beasts, killing people, women and children, bombing mosques, bombing churches, market, even a park. People are trying to travel. They put a bomb and kill everybody. So till today, we are asking question: what is Boko Haram? What are their mission? What do they want? We don't know. But I'm lucky to be here because I'm safe. After I was being kidnapped by them, I was 11 days in their captivities when I managed to escape, and I decided to leave the country because I don't want them to catch me again. So thanks to Europe and thanks to every one of you that give me your support to be happy today to even say something, because I can remember before I cannot say anything. If you ask me about my life, I started crying. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Musa, I would like to ask you, during your journey, you may cross difficulties during also on the process coming in Germany to Germany. And what do you remember? What was your so difficult moment that you think, okay, now I'm going to give up. I'm fed up. I'm going to give up. Did you remember any difficult moment during your journey here?
Yes, thank you, Ruby. I remember a lot. not only 102. And the major two I will never forget in my life is one in the desert. We traveled 7 days in desert from Niger to Libya. No food, no water. A car got spoiled. We stop and repair and continue. I remember we met a dead body of a fresh woman, just died. And nobody went to help. Nobody went to bury her. So we just stop and push sand to bury her like that and continue our journey. That is the second one is in the sea. When we were in the sea for 48 hours, 2 days, looking for rescue on this boat called Lampa. In fact, I lose hope because we have 5 dead bodies in the boat. We don't know what to do. Everybody crying. So we lose hope. We are just waiting for our dead. Then luckily, we just got a rescue ship coming to us, asking us, hello, hello, did anyone speak English? I was a little bit strong to say something. And they rescue all of us. We thank God for that. We are alive today. Thank you so much, Ruby.
Also, thank God for that because we know you now, just because they rescued you. And 1 year in Germany, I can imagine that many things happened during this 1 year. What is the bigger things or the most nice things that you can remember during this 1 year that you have stayed here in Europe?
Yeah, I remember especially today. Today is my birthday. I'm 1 year in Europe. I am very, very happy. And it's just like as I was told you from the beginning about those good people who helped me and who are still helping refugees, Mr. Roman Wigard, Madam Schlick, Madam Balaga Hammond, some other people, they are there helping refugees, helping humanity. And anytime I remember those people, I feel like very, very strong and happy. And I advise some of my refugees, my colleagues, my friends, that try to be strong. Don't lose hope. Some people are somewhere fighting for you. Yeah, and they are trying. I remember even right now, this Mr. Roman, he tried in Donaueschingen camp to form to create a committee, peace committee within the refugees to avoid a lot of conflict going on in some camps, especially in that Donaueschingen. And today, that peace committee is very, very strong and is working and is helping, and refugees are listening to us. And we thank God to Mr. Roman Wigard. God bless him and make God him very strong man. I wish maybe the German government would just look at that man and give him